This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And welcome back. Thanks for everyone. The messages the last couple hours have been a lot of fun. Seeing all kinds of things going on right now in the news. If you want to message the show, 800-905-0989. Good morning, Lee Rogers.
Good morning.
I'm reading, it's kind of interesting. I see this text message that said, have you covered the kidnapping of Jamal White, the 7-year-old boy that was kidnapped in front of his home at gunpoint? Come to find out the mother and father both conceived the plan to set up a GoFundMe page. Interesting why the mainstream media hasn't covered it. So I'm going through, and I don't see that detail in any of the news stories. No. Are you familiar with this story?
No.
I know I've seen the video, and I've seen the search, but it says that they found the boy, the 7-year-old Milwaukee kid, after abducted at gunpoint, facing criminal charges after allegedly firing a gun during a search for the child. I think they may be mixing this up with a different story in California. There's a California illegal immigrant who faked an ICE kidnapping at a fast food joint in order to scam people in a fundraiser.
Yeah, we just
so they're taking advantage
of there. Yeah,
yeah. So you heard that one?
Yeah.
That for sure. That one's there. Isn't that something? It doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's. I'm guessing that we could have predicted this would happen at some point. The Justice Department put out the details of the scheme. But when you see these videos online, these people harassing ICE agents and things, it is really out of control. They are really going out there and not only well past obstructing, but they are just flat out assaulting these agents.
Well, it's just interesting to me that you've got a party that was hand-wringing and pearl-clutching over the January 6th situation where, yes, there were people there who were injuring law enforcement officers. I understand that. That did happen outside the Capitol building there. But they seem to be encouraging people to take life-threatening action against federal agents in this situation.
Mm, that's really interesting. That's a fantastic point. So I'm just trying to follow up on the text message there that came in. So thank you for those text messages. I don't know if you saw this, but in the UK, the Labour-led government announced yesterday that it plans to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 in the next general election.
Yeah.
16-year-olds voting in the UK. Do you think we should drop the voting age here in the United States?
No. Not by a long shot. Not by a long shot.
Well, did you ever... what was the legal drinking age when you were younger? Was it 18 or was it 21?
That's been so long ago, I'm not sure what it was. I think it's changed. I think it was 18.
Right. So you're thinking to yourself, it didn't matter. You know what the age was. Yeah. I was doing it whenever I wanted to.
On the advice of counsel, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, I don't drink. I've been sober for a long time now. I gave up all that stuff. But when I was younger in college, even when I was in, not even in high school, this is just flat out college. So the legal drinking age was always 21. But I grew up in Detroit, where you can cross the border into Canada, where it was 19. And that's what you would do. Like, you would have a designated driver. They would drive across the border. You didn't have to use a passport. You just use your driver's license. And that's how you'd get around it. You go to the casino and just do that.
There you go.
That don't work anymore. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You can still do certain things in Canada, but they don't let you cross the border if they suspect that's what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
So all the small rural areas where the parties were going on, and you have all these kids that were doing it, you know, drinking age or not, I look at it and I say, they've been lowering the ages for pretty much everything and everywhere. And I wondered if part of this push in the United States, let's say there was a push in the United States to try to lower it down to 16, because I know there's people that want to do that. Do you think that is just for them, at least I'm going to say the Democrat Party, to make up some of the votes of the illegal immigrants that are no longer in the country that were voting illegally?
I've heard this come up before from liberal progressives before the current circumstances with illegal immigration and the deportations that are going on. So I don't know. I think it's got more of a history of that, but I still don't think it's a good idea.
No. I wonder, too, what voting at 16 would look like. So, like, let's say, would you, like, give the kids a day off of school so the high school kids can go vote that day?
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. How are you going to do that? I mean, of course, you know, school's generally out by 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 or whatever here, and voting when it happens is between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. in South Carolina. So, you know, they would still have an opportunity, but limited opportunities.
I know that they already market to younger demographics, but imagine if they dropped it down to 16, what those ads would look like. TikTok videos that would be like, look like 90s Capri Sun commercials. The way that they are trying to market to these people.
Or what's this
extreme?
What's this new trend? The kid on the boat, the aura thing? Is that.
Don't know what that is. What is this?
It's just something I keep seeing come up. I'm sure Tim can probably vouch for me on that. I don't know. There's just some weird new meme that's going around.
Aura on a boat trend?
It's something about some kid on a boat in Indonesia where they're all paddling and he's doing these little body motions and everything. And now we've got Democrats that are producing videos that are copying it on various modes of transportation. I don't know.
I have no idea what this is.
See, I've spent way too much time on social media lately, apparently. So if I'm aware of something that you're not.
Well, I purposely try to avoid those type of things. And I almost like the idea that I'm out of touch with these type of trends. Yeah. I want to be out of touch. I want to be disassociated with it. I don't want to be someone that knows what these young kids are into, because I'm too old to be keeping up the way that I used to on anything when it comes to trends like that.
Yeah.
There was another story. This is, I think, from Fox Carolina. You may have saw this one, too. State Board of Education suspending a former Greenville teacher because Julius Bishop went into a chicken wing place and pulled out a gun because he was upset with the order he had the day before.
Right. Yeah.
Allegedly, we should put it that way. They say he was acting irate, pulled out a gun because he said something that was cooked wrong or the quality was not there for the food. So this is what I thought. You're a teacher. We need teachers. They probably, let me just put it this way. With the amount of incentives they give to people to be in teaching programs, there was probably tax dollars that were helping this person get certified. And there's certain programs, nonprofits, schools, they do everything they can to get teachers. So 2 years in, I think he was only 2 years in to the special education certificate that he may have had, now wiped away and your career in education is gone because you brandished a gun over chicken wings. Are you so stupid to throw everything away for that?
Certainly question his judgment there. Yeah, no question.
Do you guys just take your chicken wings that seriously down there?
Some people do. I don't. You know, if that were the bar, I would have probably drawn weapons on a lot of people. But particularly drive-through situations where they never seem to get the order right, and you never discover that until you're back at the house 10 miles away. So,
He was acting irate, according to the report. Police say that Bishop said he believed one of the employees pulled out a box cutter, and that's when he pulled the gun. So but surveillance showed. No, he had a marker.
Oh, okay.
It was a marker.
Oh, yeah. Just because it says Sharpie doesn't mean it's a dangerous weapon.
You know the movie Falling Down from the 90s? You remember that one?
I remember the title. I don't remember the movie. Yeah.
Was it Kirk Douglas? Who was it? Michael Douglas? He basically has a really bad day. He has moments like this. He shows up to a fast food place minutes after they switch over the breakfast menu and they won't serve him breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, of course, he's got the briefcase with the sawed-off shotgun. And it's just like every bit of this movie is him getting hassled and having a terrible day. And he's just not putting up with it. Maybe this former teacher was having one of those falling down days. And we just don't know it. We got to be more sympathetic.
I tell you, well, I just got to tell you, having family in education, special education teachers, that takes a special calling to do that to begin with, because that's a very difficult situation. So not that I'm trying to find empathy for him drawing a gun on a bad chicken wing order, but still, for those who do that job, that's a calling.
All right. If you got some comments, feel free to give us a text message at 800-905-0989. Later this hour, this is going to be really interesting. We have a federal prosecutor that we're going to discuss the Epstein case, and we're going to talk about the friction between Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino. John Deaton is going to join us. He's a former Marine as well. He ran for Senate in 2024. In Massachusetts as a Republican, but he's a federal prosecutor, and we're going to ask him what he thinks about all of this on a prosecution level. How do you think this plays out, and what exactly is going on behind the scenes right now? I'm really fascinated by that. That's going to come up in about 15 minutes from now. Don't go anywhere. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on Newstalk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And welcome back. So a person that was texting earlier about the Jamal White case said it just broke. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up because all the different news sources I was looking at didn't have that update to it yet, so thank you for that text message. One person said, can't even get 16-year-olds to put down Fortnite. They think they can make political decisions, please. All right. One person said, the problem with voting at 16 is the same problem at 18. They have not lived enough to see through the propaganda smokescreen and are the easiest to manipulate into a Democratic mindset. Well, let's put it this way. Okay, how about this? When I'm going to do a counter argument to this, you're getting them before they get to college. College is where the manipulation mostly happens. This is where their minds are put through liberal boot camp, and they're told that this is what they have to be, because that's where a much of this propaganda brainwashing happens for so many of these college students. Luckily, I never went through a liberal stage in my life. I never found myself on that side of the spectrum. Even through college, I was always conservative. And I remember there was a time, and this is going to sound silly, I was at It was some kind of event. It was an all-night thing. It was like you walk for MS or something. It was one of those types of events. And you as a team, would constantly walk, and you would log the miles you walked in order to raise money. So I participated in that. And when I wasn't walking, I had a copy of Sean Hannity's first book, Deliver Us from Evil. I think that's what this first book was. And I remember all the people there like, oh, you're reading this as a joke? No, I'm curious. Like, I wanted to get into radio. I was conservative. This guy's one of the biggest names right now. I wanted to read it. So I did. And I remember all these people coming up to me like, you know who he is, right? He's this guy, right? They all acted the way you would think. But now keep in mind, it's ratcheted up way to the extreme now in the vitriol that you would receive. Like, for example, imagine showing up with a Make America Great Again hat and what a college campus would do if they saw something like that going on. But in high school, I've talked to different high school teachers, and they have run mock elections just to see how the kids would vote. And believe it or not, the kids voted for Donald Trump. The teachers I talked to that held these sort of things, high school students voted that way. And I thought, okay, maybe if you get them voting at 16 before the indoctrination kicks in, when they're still under the roof of their parents and they're not being, you know, adopted by these liberal professors like a cult, they want to get them in there voting like them, maybe you still have a chance. Is that possible? Could that be the counter point to this? I don't know. Maybe that's a little too ambitious, honestly. Could be too ambitious. But let's go back to the Epstein case. In fact, we are going to be talking to a federal prosecutor. His name is John Deaton. He also ran for Senate in Massachusetts as a Republican. He lost to Elizabeth Warren. It's kind of very difficult in Massachusetts to win as a Republican, but he gave it the good fight. And as a prosecutor and someone that understands politics, I wanted to ask him between Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino what's really going on there. So we're going to talk to him in like 10 minutes from now. All right, but before we get to that point, the questions continue about Epstein. So, for example, would there be a special prosecutor in the Epstein case? Caroline Leavitt was asked this during the press conference yesterday.
Go ahead.
The president said that he floated the idea of a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. Can you confirm that? And has he asked the attorney general to do this, to appoint a special prosecutor to look it over?
Well, the idea was floated from someone in the media to the president. The president would not recommend a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. That's how he feels. And as for his discussions with the attorney general, I'm not sure.
Okay, so she's trying to do her best to be diplomatic in this because she understands this could be a very sensitive topic for a lot of Trump supporters because they don't like child trafficking and they don't like Jeffrey Epstein. So why in the world are you sparing the feelings of sex traffickers? Why? They're not just buying this. Don't look. There's no reason to look behind the curtain. The old Wizard of Oz, don't mind the men behind the curtain. There's nothing there. No, I don't think so. I think there's something there. I think a lot of people believe it. I also hear a lot of commentators, like Ben Shapiro, and there's some other similar commentators that say, if it's not fruitful, if you're not going to get anything beneficial out of it, then let it be and just move on to something else. And it's so hard for me to accept that, honestly, because it's almost like saying, just accept the lie. Because it may be the lie is more helpful than the truth. And I just do not like that one bit, that type of justification. Here's another one, and they were asked about some of the big influencers that are pushing for this, the ones that supported Donald Trump during the last campaign.
Has the White House been directly in touch with some of the MAGA influencers that are still not satisfied with the administration's handling? And has the message to them been similar to what the president has said, which is sort of either let this go or we don't need your support?
Well, look, the president and this team are always in contact with the president's supporters, with voices of many kinds on both sides of the aisle. I think that's part of the reason this president is a great president, because he's willing to listen and hear other people's perspectives. But ultimately, he has led this country, not just over the past 6 months to historic success, but also through his first 4 years as president. And as the leader and the creator of the MAGA movement, he has led through these perilous times for our country based on instinct and in the best interest of the country. And as I always say, the American people should trust in President Trump.
Okay, the American people should trust in Trump. Sure. I think he does have good instinct when it comes to things like war. I think he understands he doesn't want to get involved in war, but there's going to be times where it's necessary to bomb nuclear sites in Iran. I understand that. I think he has good instincts that way. I will say this too. When you know that there was a prolific child sex trafficker who had clients, and people said they knew who the clients were, and the clients weren't officially recognized by the government, and then the government said they were going to release them, and then the government says there are no clients, there's no list. You got to the last step, and you said, we're going to stop here. People aren't buying it, and that's why we're running into this problem. So the latest on this, and this is something that I think broke late last night, is that Donald Trump has directed Pam Bondi to release transcripts from the grand jury so you can read for yourself what was said behind closed doors. I don't know if that's going to satisfy everyone, but I think it may satisfy a lot if we could come to our own list or at least compile what we know together there. All right. John Deaton is a federal prosecutor. He ran for Senate in Massachusetts, ended up losing to Elizabeth Warren. It's kind of hard to beat a Democrat in Massachusetts, but still, he gave it the good fight. What does he think is going on here behind the scenes between the Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Dan Bongino? We're going to ask him that question coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. You're listening to Newstalk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you for all the text messages coming in. We're trying to reach our guest here, John Deaton, and when we get him, we'll bring him to you. I'll go through some of these text messages while we're trying. It says, if our intel agencies have to run child sex trafficking ring to obtain intel, then we don't need intelligence agencies. So what you're trying to say is they might have been feeding information, as in Epstein was an inside agent trying to get information for intel. Yeah, you're right. The ends don't justify the means here if you're trafficking children. It's the big difference between what is being alleged by some people, which I think that texter is referring to. Maybe I'm getting the wrong messaging here based on the text, but there's a difference between what you're alleging and what like a Chris Hansen would do. Chris Hansen is, remember, To Catch a Predator. They would have an adult woman who would pose as a child to lure men into a situation where they could be arrested and then, of course, interrogated before Chris Hansen, before that moment. And you got to see this play out to get into the mind of a predator, To Catch a Predator. Big difference, I guess, because the girls that were involved in here were under the age of 18. And some people were questioning, define child. Under the age of 18, that's how we're going to define a child. And we hear the stories in the reports of these girls getting picked up in private jets, ushered in to do the sexual business, and then ushered back and just used that way. And some of them come out, and some of them have died since then. It's pretty terrible. So text messages, I'm going to keep reading a few. It says, Dan Bongino wants the list out, Pam doesn't, per Trump. I remember when Dan Bongino and Kash Patel came out and said it was suicide for Jeffrey Epstein. No question about it. Then they released the video, and there's the video's edited together, and it's missing large portions of it. So you didn't release the full thing. That is a little problematic. Number two, they came out and put their reputation on the line, meaning one of the big reasons why they took the post that they did is for full transparency and to make sure people could see from what was going on the inside so we knew the truth. They feel they're lied to in an instance like this. And I think if Dan Bongino feels that he is lied to, that it's going to be very difficult for him to continue on in the post that he's in if they are trying to censor or give false information to him when he is trying to put his name backing into it. One person texted in, Ryan, why would Dershowitz represent Epstein? What did he know and when did he know it? It's a good question. One person also messaged, I think this was a little bit down the line, is that Dershowitz once said there was a list out there, so I'm sure he may have seen it. I guess there's some other people. I don't know what the ramifications would be for a Dershowitz to just release what he has on file, but probably that Epstein is dead. There may be some leeway there to post those sort of documents there. It says, there are thousands of pedophiles running around. Concentrate on those. Epstein is dead. Move on. I don't know, man. I would say if you want to find the ones that are running around, you got a list that you can start with, and it's the Epstein list. So moving on means bringing those accountable that are on that list. I don't think we're trying to accomplish two different things here. I think we're trying to accomplish the same thing. One person said, Trump's on the list. That's why Bondi won't release anything. That's the implication. The implication is there is something damaging to Trump or people that are close to him that you can put it all to rest by putting it out there. Everything that we know about Donald Trump and Epstein, there's been pretty well documented. And I'll give you a couple of examples of this where I don't think that he is a player onto this. Whenever you saw the transcripts of depositions from these victims, always the person that was questioning these girls We're asking questions. So when did you see Donald Trump there? And the answer would be, I never saw Donald Trump. What do you mean? Donald Trump was there. They would try to like force Donald Trump into the narrative through these transcripts. You can read exactly how they were manipulating these girls into trying to admit that. And they all said, no, he wasn't there. So over and over and over again, you see the track record of Donald Trump kicking Epstein out of the clubhouse, not allowing him to go to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, there's pretty well documented his problems with Epstein and separation from him. And then some of these other documents come out and Epstein says something like, we'll have him stay at Trump's hotel or something like that. So Donald Trump's name will be mentioned in the sake that his namesake is on this hotel, the building that mentions him. So Epstein mentions the building. Trump's name is in there. So if you do a search in the transcript and you'll say, oh, see, Donald Trump is in the transcript. So he's part of this. No, it's not. Like, if you actually look into it, there is not really anything that implicates him the same way it does like a Bill Clinton or an Al Gore. Or I'm trying to think of some of these other names that are on there. But what you find is everything that we know so far and the amount of vitriol and hatred towards Donald Trump, something would have came out by now. So I would say the fact that he's holding back on it and the belief that he's not on it is one, you scratch your head and you say, why? What is the reason then? And if you're not going to buy the there is no list, I don't buy it, then why? That is the big question. Chris Cuomo really eviscerated Democrats on his show last night. And I will say this, I am starting to grow on News Nation. Between all the different networks, and you're just going to go ahead and laugh at me for saying this, of all the different networks, I feel they are genuine, okay? I like Fox News, like, for example, Greg Gutfeld. I like Greg Gutfeld. I like his program. I like The Five. But, you know, Jesse Waters, I like him. I think he's a little bit too forceful for my taste, meaning I think he takes a little bit too much liberty with his opinions, which is fine. It's entertaining. I enjoy it. I think he does great interviews. I think he's trying to be entertaining. But I look at News Nation, I feel in this sense, I could take them for what they are and accept that, understanding I'm not going to agree with Chris Cuomo all the time. But I at least look at it and say, you're being genuine, which I appreciate. And this is what he said about the Democrats in the Epstein list. I don't know if you heard this rant, but he basically says, the left, you had all this time to release these things, you didn't. So all of this interest that you have instantly in it, it's phony. So shut up about it already.
Just making a mistake going all in on this Epstein BS. You did nothing to release any information about this case on your watch. Okay? And you watched a woman go down for Epstein's crimes and did nothing to add to any sense of accountability for anybody else then. So going all in now is obvious and gratuitous and ugly. Okay? And look, I get the play. This is bad for Trump, so we got to be all in there. You need to give the majority reason to believe that you would be better, not that just he is worse. Do you understand? That's the key. Not MAGA sucks, okay? Not that they lied to you, MAGA, so vote for us, because MAGA was formed in part out of desperation for feeling that you on the left lie and don't deliver. So this battle of attrition is just going to create two losers. My suggestion is be less about your opponent and more about restoring opportunity. Less about who is woke and more about who is broke.
Okay, that is Chris Cuomo on his show yesterday, News Nation. On a sidebar, because I do want to talk about this more, and it's unfortunate we can't reach our guests, but on a sidebar, one of the things that talk radio hosts, primarily conservatives, will do is give liberals good advice because they look at it because they're genuine at the way they analyze the world and what's going on, and they give their a genuine opinion on things, even if they know it's going to help the people they don't want to help because they don't want to see these people succeed, because some of the things that would require them succeeding would mean pretty radical leftist ideas that are bad for the country. But nonetheless, it's a flaw with talk radio. You want to be the person you are, and you'll just say it and tell it like it is. And that could be used as a way to take your advice for them to adjust and beat you. You're giving your opponent, in a lot of ways, your intellectual opponent, all the tools for them to manipulate the base in order to lose the people you're talking to. And that is one of those problems I think talk radio in particular, conservatives could run into, is that you give a lot of good free advice out to people that you don't want them taking that advice, but you just want to continue to be real. Chris Cuomo does that, but from the left side. Chris Cuomo at being left-leaning, definitely left-leaning. He is going to tell it like it is. I appreciate that. He gives out the free advice. You don't see that in liberal media all that often, so I do appreciate it. And then sometimes, you know, he'll get it right. In instances like this, he'll definitely get it right here. Bill Maher is another good example of that. I don't know if I'll agree with Bill Maher on a lot of different things, but I'll watch that and I'll say, good for Bill Maher. He's telling it like it is. Those are the types of liberals that I can at least stomach in that sense for entertainment purposes. So going back to this, the Senate GOP blocks resolution demanding Trump releases Epstein files. Senate Republicans on Thursday blocked the latest Democratic attempt to formally demand that the Trump administration release files related to the government's investigation of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. So this is where Chris Cuomo comes in and says, don't act like you have this renewed interest for the sake of transparency just because all of a sudden, you know, they don't want to release this. Now, the thing that is really interesting twist to all of this is now the transcripts are being told to be released. Donald Trump says to Pam Bondi, release the grand jury transcripts so people can read it for themselves. So this may actually backfire pretty hard on Democrats right now that really want to see this. All right, let's get graphic details of what Bill Clinton was doing on there. I know, hey, you guys say you got the Clintons, you have to reconcile. Let them figure this out on their own, I guess. We'll see if that plays out the way that maybe there's a little bit of masterminding going on. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara on Newstalk 98.9 WORD. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. I'm looking through some of these text messages. Boy, there's a lot of text messages on this. You know, I ended up booking two guests based on this Epstein topic because I just knew it was such a hot topic, and I'm so fascinated by all of the developments in it. So in the next hour, I hope we can connect with Daniel Greenfield. He's the CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And his latest article called "The Jeffrey Epstein Story Begins and Ends with the Clintons." This is an interesting take on it. So we're going to get him to explain coming up in the next hour. A couple of things I want to get to here. One, Donald Trump says Coke is going to use cane sugar, which is kind of exciting. I remember every time I had a cane sugar Coke, I thought, oh, this is pretty good. You drink it out of the glass bottle because it was like a special occasion type of Coke. They would always bring it in. You'd like look in your grocery store and you're going down the soda aisle and you're like, oh, hold on. They got cane soda Coke here. I got to pick this up. And I got to tell you, honestly, I really didn't know much of a difference. It was good, but I don't say that it was like so good that I would only drink it from here on out. But I will tell you, it is so much better for you health-wise. And as part of this Make America Healthy Again push, the push that if you make these small changes and try to reverse some of the decisions that were made, some of it financial, some of it social pushes or whatever it may be, or trying to, I guess, satisfy other congressional trends, industries, lobbyists, things like that. Dr. Makary was discussing what some of these different, I guess, handicaps that food makers have had in the past and some of the different ways lobbyists have got their way, and it hasn't been beneficiary to you, the person that's consuming those things. So he had a press conference. I think this was yesterday. RFK Jr.'s in the background. Here's what he says they're pushing for now.
The medical establishment started with a robust debate in the New England Journal of Medicine among academics of the National Academy. But that debate ended in the 1970s because there was groupthink. The medical establishment locked arms and walked off a cliff together, insisting that the reason for heart disease in the United States was that people were not eating skim milk and no fat and low fat foods, ignoring the roles of refined carbohydrates and so many other things that drive general body inflammation, which is the precursor of fat deposition in the arteries. Well, that dogma still lives large, and you see remnants of it in the food guidelines that we are now revising. So we're going to ensure that the new guidelines are based on science and not medical dogma.
How much of our decisions we make are with medical dogma? That's a good question, I think. I think in a lot of ways that I've talked to experts about this, and it always goes back to the sugars. We had a guest in the first hour, and it was mostly about brain health and how bad news could potentially damage your brain. But he said it doesn't work the way the headline says. It works the way of negative thoughts have different physical problems for the rest of your body. But Dr. Patrick Porter did mention one thing that I think lines up with a lot of the other experts I talked to. Sugars. The sugar that you put in your body, it is causing so much harm to you. And if you can cut the sugars out, it's going to have huge, huge positive health impacts for you. I talked to someone, too, about prediabetes. It was a pediatrician. And one of the big studies that came out from the CDC this week said that a third of kids between 12 and 17 are considered pre-diabetic, meaning they have elevated high blood pressure, high sugar levels in their blood when they do the testing. So one of the things that he said was, you don't necessarily have to change your diet too much, just be more thoughtful of the food that you're putting into your body. That is awesome. He said, it's not about going on this and starving yourself or whatever it is. Watch the food you're putting in your body. If you can cut those sugars out, that's going to be very important, and it's going to go very, very long, and it's definitely going to help you in the long run. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Newstalk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.